Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here's the second free throw. This one is good. Two-point game and 4.2 seconds to go. Now the Kings are going to have to hustle. Here's the inbound to Temple. Temple races right, steps left, launches for the win for three. It's no good. Phoenix wins the ball game. The final score is 117-115.
Well, it's never a dull night in the NBA. Unfortunately for the Sacramento Kings, they came up on the short end in Phoenix on Monday night. They close out their road trip 1-2, and it was a missed opportunity night for the Sacramento Kings. Welcome into Lock on Kings. You heard the final highlight there. Garrett Temple's three at the buzzer comes up a bit short as the Kings lose to Phoenix 117-115. Today in the podcast, we recap Monday night's game, and it was a strange day for the Kings and more so for the Phoenix Suns, kind of walking into that situation. If you hadn't heard the way the last couple days began for Phoenix, leading into this day, they had another embarrassing loss in Los Angeles. This was to the Clippers. Their first three games of the season, the Los Angeles Clippers, they played the Lakers, and then their home and season opener against Portland. This team was getting blown out. They had the 48-point loss on opening night, the worst opening night loss in NBA history. And that was to a Portland team that didn't have C.J. McCollum. They gave up 132 points in the Lakers. They were competitive but lost. And then they lost by 42 points to the Clippers on Saturday. So they ultimately fired Earl Watson just 3 days into the season. So that kind of led to some uncertainty with Phoenix, but maybe a situation where an inspired night may happen for the Phoenix Suns as Jay Triano took over as head coach. You combine that with the tweet from Eric Bledsoe, who does not tweet often, but said, quote, "I do not want to be here." He met with his team this morning and then was sent home. That was on Monday morning, and won't be with the Suns at least any longer in the short future, because they're already looking to deal him, and knowing that there are plenty of teams that are interested. Milwaukee, New York, I mean, there's a list of teams that apparently are interested in Eric Bledsoe. Now, Bledsoe has put the Suns in a difficult spot because they're probably going to get him for 50 cents on the dollar or less because they know they need to move him. But just a strange set of circumstances leading into the Kings and the Suns. And just thinking about the Suns, one other thing, I was remembering when they had three really promising point guards in Bledsoe, Isaiah Thomas, and Goran Dragic. And now it looks like all three will be gone here pretty shortly. But it turns over quickly in the NBA, and the Phoenix Suns were able to get a win. They go to 1-3. The Kings drop to 1-3. But that's kind of the backdrop going into the night for the Sacramento Kings. What kind of night was it going to be? Well, it was a tough one to predict. It certainly started out slowly and got very interesting at the end. Let's relive a little bit of a wild night in Phoenix.
James with a stutter step pulls up inside the free throw line. Hammer jam. Jackson coming hard on the left angle. Perfectly timed. Josh Jackson, and the Phoenix fans loving that, and a 17-point lead at 27-10. Here's a straightaway three ball from Bender. It's good. Phoenix is just, they can do no wrong. 32-10 is the score. The Kings are just getting buried. Baseline to Costa, can't get a shot. Swings it out to Bogdanovich, looking for three. Bogdanovich gets his first NBA basket. It's a three-pointer from in front of the Kings bench. And boy, did the Kings need that. 38-22. 2 minutes gone, quarter number two. Steal by Fox. Breakaway by De'Aaron. To the rack, two-hand flush. Oh, my, that was super sweet. De'Aaron Fox with great quickness with the pick and the conversion. And this is now a 10-point ball game at 40-30. Clock at 6:19, third quarter. Inbounds pass, steal, heel, into the front court. Chased by Booker. Protects and scores. That's the fourth time tonight that Sacramento has been able to get into the open floor thanks to a pick on the deep perimeter. That time it was Buddy Hield, and he converted. Fox steps left, launches for three. Around and out, stick back, Scalabiciere. Yeah, we got a whistle down inside at the same time, and the foul was called on Marquise Chris. Temple ready to put the ball in play. Does so to Bogdanovich. Baseline left. Great blind pass over the shoulder. Willie Cauley-Stein rips it down. What a sensational assist for Bogdanovich. Through a double team, baseline left. A blind over-the-shoulder pass to Willie Cauley-Stein, who hammered it home. It's an eight-point game. Timeout taken, 5:17 to go, 102-94. Jaeger indicates the play set. The pass goes to Temple straight away. Got another screen. He's got another three. Garrett Temple makes it a two-point game at 112-110. A minute 15 to go in regulation. This place is electric right now. Many Suns fans on their feet watching Hill circle to the right. Bump by Decker. No call. Gives to Fox. Drives. Off-balance floater. He's got the deuce. This game is tied at 112 apiece. Only the second time that this ball game has been tied. Booker drives it right. Hooks the pass to James on top in three-point range. Six in the clock. He drives. He flips high. He scores with the left hand. Timeout taken by Sacramento. What a drive by Mike James. Flipped with the left hand, high and soft off the glass, and it fell in to make it 114-112. 14.8 seconds to go.
Well, as we recap the drama that was the night, want to look back into the game, kind of quarters one through four, how this one played out. Kings, as you heard, got off to just a hideous start. They scored the first 2 points and then gave up the next 13. Phoenix made five consecutive shots, ended up building their lead to 32-10 with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Kings were down by 22 points. Phoenix shot in the opening quarter 70%. It was 36-17. Now, all my years covering the NBA, I knew the 70% was an outlier. I thought there was a good chance the Kings could come back, but would they? I mean, that was the big question. Starters were very uninspired by the Sacramento Kings. The starting lineup of Zach Randolph, Justin Jackson, Willie Cauley-Stein, George Hill, and Buddy Hield. They did not start well. But the bench came in. The bench started creeping in a little bit better and played much better. 41 points at halftime for the bench. We saw the debut of Bogdan Bogdanovich. Kings had cut the deficit to 59-51 after scoring 34 points in the second quarter. Remember, they only scored 17 in the first. Go to the third quarter. This is probably the part, besides the opening, that really bothered me. And this happens a lot in NBA games when a unit, in this case the starting unit, didn't play well. Bench comes in and plays great, and usually that inspires the starters. Maybe they now get a little kick in the rear and start to go. But that, to me, was the most disappointing part of the game, to be honest with you. I mean, the beginning, I could understand why Phoenix would be fired up. The Kings took a punch, got back in the game. But that third quarter where the starters were back in and had every opportunity to make right for the beginning of the game, and they didn't. The deficit grew. Kings were down 87-76 entering the fourth quarter. As late as 3 minutes to go, they were down by 11, made that furious comeback. Garrett Temple's hitting shot after shot, but they ultimately fall short, 117-115. Temple had a three at the buzzer that could have won it, had a free throw that he missed late that could have tied it, but they score 39 in the fourth, ultimately to lose. And looking at some of the things, George Hill made two free throws late. Otherwise, he would have been scoreless in a game for the first time since 2014. This, of course, in games he played. And then Zach Randolph did not score, 0 for 4, 0 points in 15 minutes. Last time he went without a point in an NBA game, January 11th, 2008, when he played for the Knicks and he was benched by then-coach Isaiah Thomas. So a strange night in some respects. It looked like a winning night if you look at the stat sheet for what the Kings did do well. Only turned the ball over 9 times. Phoenix was so careless with the basketball, giving up 21 turnovers. Kings, who have not been getting the line in the first couple of games, averaging about 12 free throw attempts a game. They got to the line 29 times. The problem is they missed 9 free throws, and it's the third game this year the Kings were out-rebounded. They have lost all 3. So the bench was the star of the night, but the starters really disappointed the Sacramento Kings as they lose 117-115. For more on the game, let's go ahead and hear from the head coach, Dave Jaeger.
No, they came out firing. We knew they would. They had 36 in the first quarter, and every guy seemed like took a shot, made a shot. You know, I thought we fought like crazy. You know, it's a team game, team win, team loss. But, you know, that Garrett Temple really was fantastic, the shots we were trying to get him, and he took a couple that were tough, but we had to take them, and he really brought us back. But, you know, that second group, you know, really played very well tonight and had a lot of energy. And, you know, I'm proud of our guys. We got to the foul line 29 times, which is a good lesson learned for us. I think we've gotten to the foul line 36 times in the first three games combined. So, you know, there's always something to learn. I thought that was a good learning experience. You're going to see a team that comes out and is, plays with the pride that they played with tonight. They did a great job, and it's good for our guys to experience that.
What was it about that second unit that was able to get you guys going a little bit offensively?
They just play with a little bit more pace, get up and down the floor, get into in and out of our stuff a little bit faster. And I think, you know, defensively, they're a little bit more active, a little scrappier as far as getting that deflections. You got Garrett in that group and you can get after it. And they've got De'Aaron speed. And, you know, there's a lot of good stuff we can learn from tonight.
Well, short and sweet from the coach. And again, on an 82-game season, I think the message to the media and certainly the message to the players needs to vary, because there's going to be some nights I think you need some tough love. You need to be angry. You need to get after your team. There's other nights you don't push as much. I don't know where tonight fell. I think it's a disappointing loss. If you really look at the landscape of the season, there are going to be nights where you kind of expect to win and other nights where maybe you don't expect to win. But I felt like the way the season has gone, I don't know that I felt they've stolen the game yet or until tonight lost a game that they shouldn't have. So this is the first one. I kind of put them at a -1 at this point. I thought they would lose to the Rockets in all fairness, and they did. I thought they could beat the Dallas Mavericks. I didn't consider that a very difficult road game of all things being considered. So they got that one. Denver was the only difficult situation because it was a back-to-back. They lost. And then the way the game was laid out, a day off in Phoenix, I thought some things favored Sacramento and maybe some of the uncertainty with Bledsoe being out. But the quick start was a tough one to overcome for the Sacramento Kings. So kind of the first frustrating night, I would say, for the Sacramento Kings. Like Saturday, they just played terribly. It was a very uninspired game. It wasn't fun to watch. The Monday night game was fun. It was entertaining. It was good basketball at times, slow start, but I thought the Kings regrouped from that. But I think in the end, they'll kick themselves for all the missed opportunities they had. Phoenix was not sharp. Phoenix was giving them every opportunity to come back in the game and was so close to unraveling. But they didn't quite do it. They hung on and won, to their credit, 117-115. So Coach Yeager, though, elected there to take a little bit more of the optimistic outlook, found some positives with the bench. I will say this. I don't always like to be so critical of players or coaches because, I mean, this is all very difficult to do, and we can all be armchair, you know, GMs, quarterbacks, however you want to look at it, or head coaches, players in this situation. But I will say I felt like I understand why Coach Yeager went back to the starters to start the second half. Don't really have a problem with that. I felt like he left them in just a little bit too long. I mean, you've got to give them every opportunity to get out of their funk, but they weren't. It wasn't happening. And the only one that kind of was responding in the third was Buddy Hield. But it just, I thought he waited just a bit too long. And instead of a 6 or 8 point game, it was about 13 or so when the bench came in, and then the bench made it better. But it was almost too little too late. I don't know if Coach will make any substitutions with the lineup. I know a lot of us get caught up and worried about that. But in the end, De'Aaron Fox, who I'd like to see play or start, I don't know that he has to start. He played the most minutes on the team, played 30 minutes, did some good things, though. 19 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals. He only had 1 turnover. And here's what De'Aaron Fox had to say with the media after the Kings' 2-point loss.
Only with us, you know, today we shot, I think, almost like 30 free throws. And through the first three games, we shot 36 combined. And, you know, that was the difference between this game and the first three. We were just aggressive, and we got to the line.
Defensively, you guys, as a team, 13 steals. You have multiple guys with multiple steals, including you. Is that something that you guys have been focusing on to get your offense going?
Definitely. You know, sometimes when you're struggling offensively, you just try to bring energy from your defense. And today, you know, we forced them to a lot of turnovers. But, you know, as a team, we just didn't capitalize on them. So that's one thing, you know, that's good going forward. You know, they shot the ball pretty well. But as far as, you know, us creating havoc and us making them turn the ball over, we did a pretty good job at that today.
Bogdan, it's his first game officially outside of preseason, and you guys were on the floor quite a bit together. Do you have a familiarity, a comfort level already with him?
Definitely. You know, we haven't played a lot, but, you know, as far as, you know, communication, you know, he's an older rookie. You know, we don't even look at him as a rookie. You know, he's 25 years old, and he just talks like he's a veteran. You know, he's basically been a pro. He hasn't been in the NBA, but he's been a pro for so long, so he knows exactly what he's doing, and I mean, he's kind of like my vet on the court, because we were on the court so much together. And I mean, he's such a smart player. He's so good, and the chemistry with us is through the roof right now. And I feel like we'll just get better.
And just when you get down in a hole like that, how tough is it to kind of just maintain the intensity to keep digging back from 22 down and to get that close?
22? Yeah. I mean, it just comes from, you know, the way we're, you know, the way we're starting games. We, you know, sometimes we get out, we'll make a run, they make a run. And it's really just stabilizing their run. You know, if they go on a run, we have to lock down defensively. Sometimes it's not the offense. You know, we gave up 118 points, I think, 117. You know, we can't do that. Like I said, as far as creating havoc, and we made them turn the ball over, but they made a lot of shots. So it's just something that we know we're going to have to do, and it's something that we can definitely work on.
What De'Aaron did was be able to get to the line a little bit, six attempts. He also hit a few more jump shots on Monday night. That was encouraging. I think that's only going to get better for him and for the team. Kings again led by Garrett Temple's 23. Fox had 19. And then 17 from Scal off the bench. Also 12 points for Bogey in his NBA debut. Bogdan Bogdanovic, 25 minutes, 5 of 15. He did not score in the second half, but had some nice assists and creative plays. But here's Bogdan talking after his first NBA game.
Amazing game, and it's tough to talk after you lost such a game in the one possession. But it's a long season. We need to move forward. There is a lot of games in front of us. I'm really happy to be here and to be a part of this organization. Nothing.
You haven't played since the 12th. You came out really strong, but looked a little bit winded towards the end. Where's your conditioning at right now?
As you can see, second half, I was a little bit out of my energy. I will need a couple games, a couple of hard practices to get back into shape.
You and De'Aaron looked extremely comfortable with each other out there on the floor. Do you feel like that is going to be a duo that's going to work well together?
Yeah, we have great communication on the court. He is capable to do many things. He's so versatile player, and we want to listen to each other, what you have to say. The communication is the most important thing when you want to build something great. And we are both great competitors.
Well, you played in the preseason, obviously, but was there anything different about the level of the regular season game first time out?
Yeah, the game is always harder and tougher. I mean, it's just first game. There is many games in front of us. We cannot look back. Anything else?
You mentioned your conditioning. Is there anything that you felt like caught you off guard or that you weren't ready for?
No, I'm just mad on myself that I didn't score some of my shots, some of my open shots in the second half. But that's basketball. Sometimes you score, sometimes you miss. You got to keep working hard and believe.
Found it interesting that Bogdanovic talked a little bit about being fatigued. I guess that's understandable. He was in pretty good shape coming in, playing all that summer basketball and the Euro basketball championships. But he was coming off an injury, the ankle tweak. So he'll get his conditioning down. He'll get some floor minutes. And, you know, again, still some of the early season predictions I had with this team I'm seeing come to fruition. Wondered about rebounding. That was a coach thing. He wondered about scoring. They got 115, but I think that was more of an indictment on Phoenix. And then guys not being in the mix. I mean, playing Vince Carter for 7 minutes, I don't know what you get out of that. We didn't see Malachi. We didn't see Frank Mason. I don't know that they should have played, but they'll figure it all out. It's going to take some time to figure out the rotations, the right spots for guys, the right combinations of guys to play together, and it's still a long way to go. They've only played four games, and the next one, of course, coming up on Thursday when the Kings will take on DeMarcus Cousins and the New Orleans Pelicans. So I would say, all in all, a tough night, a frustrating night for the Sacramento Kings, a game that I felt they were going to win and maybe should have won, but didn't. Now we'll see what they can make up this week, but it won't be easy with the Pelicans Thursday, and then Washington, a very good team, coming in on Sunday. So tough night for the Kings. We do thank you, though, for listening to Locked On Kings. 117-115 the final. Sacramento drops to 1-3. We'll be back again tomorrow and the rest of the week for more editions of Locked On Kings. Subscribe to iTunes, leave us ratings and reviews there. Also Audioboom, Google Play, and Stitcher, all the regular places to find us here on Locked On Kings. Thank you so much. Back again tomorrow for another edition of Locked On Kings.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. By singing dog.
Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really? Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.